The Warriors and the Clippers locking horns on this Sunday evening at Oracle Arena for a rough-and-tumble game where Stephen Curry hit 6 3-pointers and numerous big buckets to lead the charge in a game-high 42-point night. Kevin Durant powering his way to 35 points to go with 12 boards, while Klay Thompson had a pair of trays adding a dozen points to the effort, and Draymond Green 14 points, 6 assists, and tons of fire as it was a tie game with seconds winding down as Stephen Curry drove and finished to help seal the win. 129-127 the final.
They're looking. Harris has got it. He throws. And the Warriors win. What a finish. What a game. A team goes 18 of 24 on threes and loses. That's how well the Warriors played tonight.
Yes.
You made a change in the lineup. Can you explain to us just what prompted that?
We're just still experimenting. You know, we're still looking at different combinations, and we wanted to see what that would look like to start the game. So we just did it.
Hey, Steve, obviously Steph and Kevin were productive across the board, but how did you see approach their overall facet of when to take outside shots, attack the baskets at the foul line?
No different from any other game. That's just who they are. They're aggressive. They're talented. They both had just incredible moments during that game where they each took over.
You ever seen a stat line like that where you give, I think, 18 to 24 from three and still win?
Yeah. No, I have not. Raymond said that's an NBA record, all-time highest three-point percentage. Is that right?
Based on the number of attempts.
They couldn't miss out there. Tobias 6 for 7, Gallinari 5 for 5. They were rolling. Some of that was us in the first half. Late closeouts. Not into the ball. But you got to make the shot, and they were making them. And I thought they executed really well, too. Some of them were just really good execution. So that's a good team. That's a really, really good team. They play hard. They play well together. The pieces of the puzzle fit. Doc does a great job. That was a fun game.
How about the free throws tonight from your two main guys?
Well, the first half was just a foul fest. It just seemed like we were living at the line, and I understood their strategy. They wanted to keep us out of our flow and our rhythm, and they did a good job of that. Just trying to frustrate us and keep the game a little choppy. And by doing that and making all those threes, they really controlled much of the game.
Kevin had a wrap on his ankle. Is that something that you're kind of concerned about going forward? I know he had that on the sideline, but still played.
I don't think it's anything serious, but we'll see how he holds up and comes in tomorrow.
Coach, you guys play on Christmas a lot, obviously. How would you assess your team heading into this Christmas Day matchup this time around?
I really like where we are. I don't think we've played great basketball for a while. I think we started out really well, 10-1, whatever it was. And the last 5-6 weeks, we've been through an awful lot with injuries, with just trying to find a rhythm, find a chemistry and a groove with the new groups that we put on the floor. So to not be there yet, but to still have the record that we do, I think we're in a good position. And I think we're going to get a lot better.
Steve, you're used to seeing LeBron in big games on Christmas too, but how different will it be seeing him with the Lakers, and what do you think of how he's been with the Lakers so far?
Well, we prepared for it by scheduling the Lakers 3 times in the preseason. So he will not look out of the ordinary, but it'll be fun. I love Christmas games as long as they're at home. So we're lucky we're at home.
Kevin had, I think, 3 blocks, a big block late in the game there. How important is it that he is able to come through with big plays on defense at crunch times like this?
Yeah, he is so dynamic defensively that you know, he can literally take over a game at that end. And I thought he did that at the end of the third quarter. He had an amazing stretch of defense for 3-4 minutes. And that allowed us to extend our lead and get control of the game.
Steve, there was one particular possession with Andre late in the game where he was doing a lot of different things defensively and covering different areas of the floor. I mean, I know that's part of his game, but what does he do to cover so much ground?
He just sees everything. Andre knows what he's looking at. He feels the game. He feels what the other team is trying to do as the play unfolds. You know, he's sort of a move or two ahead of everybody else. So he made a big strip on a play that they ran late. I think we were up one, and they, out of the timeout, they ran a little slip play, and he stripped the ball and, you know, looked like it was going to be a layup. But that's what Andre does for us, among many other things.
Next up, a Christmas Day game at 5 p.m. with the Warriors hosting the Lakers. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.